brothers, sisters, and Shabbatan, that those will be outside. The earlier we start, the earlier we finish. All right, you guys? Now, my brother, sister, priest. When is that hour? Where is it? MashaAllah, at the end, dinner, the priest, Father, now. What are you All right, let's get in. Yeah, hello, Marhaba. Yeah, hello, Marhaba. Yeah, hello, Marhaba. Yalla, yalla, yalla. Hadna, Kwanna, brothers, sisters, peace, peace, yalla. Yalla, yalla. Yeah, Shabbat. Okay, somebody has to manage outside. Tell them to come in. We don't allow playing basketball during the lecture. Come inside, do your thing. If you're not interested, outside. But not inside the lecture. We learn, but we learn with fun. That's what, that is what's the difference here. The difference is we learn, but we learn in fun. Inshallah ta'ala. I don't push out to be serious. So I need everybody to be here. The therapy program, it's, and there's always lessons to be learned from the stories of the prophets. Yalla, for that. We'll start with a quick, just a recapitulation of what we spoke about. And then we'll move on, inshallah ta'ala. We'll try again. Because the story of Musa is now towards just the middle of it. Because now it's the other chapter. With the story of Musa, you know, with Ben Israel, after he spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and gave him the 10 commandments, you know, the Torah, when he got the book, the Torah. So now he's going to be back. And then the other challenge with Ben Israel, right? His new challenge. And then new miracles with Papa. New miracles, always with Ben Israel. Too many miracles. So it's still, you know, we're nowhere near the end of the story of Musa. We haven't even spoken about the cow yet. The story of the cow. And of course, the very famous well-known story of Al-Qadr, as I have mentioned. That very amazing, famous story that is mentioned in what Surah? Surah Al-Kahf, of course. Right? Surah Al-Kahf. So that's why it was the case. Yalla, yalla, we need to start, inshallah, God. So once we start, halas. No more talking. Right? Yalla. And all the parents, with children, the children that was in here. Have a group died without his dad or mom. Mom or dad? Mom, dad, when or Baba, Baba can you have a dream or not? Baba can? And he doesn't have a dad, where's Baba? Alright, if you know the answer, only raise your hand. If you don't know the answer, I don't want to hear it. Baba? If you don't know the answer, don't put your hands. And of course, if Allah the Adam, the parents will be able to let whoever brought them. Barakallah, thank you. Barakallah, you come to the brother or sister. Is that you? Of course, it's not you. How can you not be my friend? Barakallah, thank you, my friend. Thank you. Yep. Question number one. Bismillah. This is a warm up, huh? No warm up, but I didn't. Let's go from all there. Yeah, I don't want to have it. What do we have today? A lot of people. Oh, of course, I almost forgot. Three lados, balas, three sandwiches for the family. Yeah, my father owns it. I know your father owns it, okay? I know your father owns it. Or your uncle. My father owns it. Three sandwiches, inshallah, Green Lagos. Have you been to Green Lagos? Yeah, you have not been. Green Lagos, the best. I don't do marketing, man. That's really, really, really. And when it comes to, and I don't listen to what, and I don't eat meat much, right? But the red is my summer, that I was not working with that. It's organic, right? Not halal. Akul halal wa akul halal wa jibb al halal kama. What's the number one? Yalla, finish. All right, come on. Come on, but listen, we're going to start right now. You know the answer about the faith? Tonight you don't know the answer about the faith. All right, this is a good one. Let me tell you what it has. How do you see her today? How do you see her? One. Two. Cora here. Cora. For school. School is about to start. It's coming. And I ask. Are you? I want the Ten Commandments, right? Ten Commandments. All of them. All of them. I saw the one that had that first. I saw him first. This is nobody? The Ten Commandments? He has, but he has a special.
I don't know. Number six, do not commit murder, and do not drink and murder. Number seven, and give the full measure and weight of justice. Number eight, speak to justice and speak to truth. Number nine, follow the right command of Allah to follow the highest. And number ten, follow the path of the right to the prophet.
How old are you?
I believe. 20. Let me show you the baby. I measure him kind of 20. You know, in Yemen, 20 years old. You know that? In Yemen, 20 years old.
Very old. Very old.
Very old. Very old.
What did Musa ask Allah for after speaking to him? What did Musa? Neither Allah nor Musa from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala back in the Sahih of Allah. Allah nor Musa is the one to say. Musa asked Allah for something after he spoke to him. He asked for something. What is it? Anyway, he's in the back. Huh? To see him. To see his face. Where is the ayah, Rabbi? Rabbi Alini, Andor Ilay, oh Allah, let me see you. And then what does Allah say? Adadam Tarani Walak Andor Ila, Al Jabali, Istakhara Makana, Fasawha, Tarani. Fasawha. He says, no, you cannot see me, but look at the market. But we will never be able to see the face of Allah. When will we be able to see the face of Allah? Mata. If you know the answer to this one. You know, having whoever gave me this, if it's like a gift, could no one ever who gave me this? So when I give this much, I have to give one as one shot, or I have to give choice. Because this question is big. This question is big. Let's read. Keep an eye even. You're not good, but they come and come up. Get ready for the question. One ball. It's coming. Soccer ball and a football. Come on. And then this coming. If you're a sister, ask. Are you? Come on. If you're a sister, you know you're free. Put it in your face. Is that somebody? That's not the way we're at. I don't know. It's a man, and you more. More than that, most of the chocolate. I don't know what it's big chocolate. Okay? Oh, I have something else. Ready? Okay? Yes. And one last thing. Show me the hat. Any kind of shopping. So this one. Here's the question. The evidence from the Quran that we're going to see the face of Allah. And the reason that the Quran and the Nasa of Allah with Allah. Evidence from the Quran that we will see the face of Allah.
Four people will go on that day looking at the Lord.
That's all right. Question number three. Who is the Samiri? Where is the Samiri? Where is the Samiri? Yalla. This is my mission. Yalla. What? Who is the Samiri? Who is the Samiri? After the flood of the river. Who is he? And then he said, a blacksmith? It's what blacksmith, Yanni. Haddad is a Haddad. Blacksmith is Haddad. And your last name is Haddad. He was not Haddad. Well, also he's Haddad, but can you Haddad, Haddad, Yanni? He just starts with the word, what was he? Hey, the beginning didn't make no sense. The end made a little bit of sense. So I'll give you a chance to think about it. How did he lure them? How did he? So he told them that Musa had left them. Why did he leave them? Let Musa off. Why Musa didn't come back? He was supposed to go for 30 days and come back. So Musa stayed there 40 days. Why? Because? I don't want to have that. I want to do it. Quickly. So, how did you lose? I'm saying, if you want my 30 days, you didn't get that, so what did you tell them? Because? Why? They don't have what they're doing. Why? What did they do back? Huh? What did they do back? I'll answer my question myself. Thank you. They had stole the gold. They stole the gold, and because they stole the gold, and what did he tell them? Come. That's it. They stole the gold. They what? Daddy? They stole the gold, and because they stole the gold, what was in contact for them? For what was in contact? Yeah, they have to give the gold away. So he stole the gold, and then he collapsed it. Nobody deserves to talk. Problem. How did Musa inquire about the problem? That's my adding. How did Musa? Right. What did he do to inquire? How did he solve it? Musa is a very true leader here. The leadership trait of Musa here. Aywa, what did he do? First he asked, I would say, first he inquired. You know, he didn't just go from punishing and killing and doing. Just see what I can have, I guess. I took a problem. First, he went to Haran. And Haran, you know, Haran, what happened? What did he do? Why didn't you stop them? We saw them worshiping the God. I said he didn't do nothing, so he went to Haran. But by day, Haran, that's only about the family. And then he went to the family. And then he got from the family. What did he tell his father? What was the father's excuse or justification as to age? He did not want to have internal war between them and Israel. And then he had the Ummah, that's what he said. And this is why this is replayed this last week. You know what we do? What we do here, Dr. Bionil, we play the story. So we went to Quran, and I prayed for the Hound who was there, he died. And then we brought last week Haran and Musa, and then we played. Yeah, we had a really, really, was that amazing or what? Was it great or great? Of course. Okay. I'm just letter for this. I'm just not going to make this letter. Of course, I'm just letter. My last question. I don't want to answer that. Last question, which way? Well, like Aliyah. Nice. Who so far? How many prophets? You studied so many prophets. Who is your favorite prophet so far? Nabi and Muqatta. Who are you, mashallah? And yes. You have to open up the Ba'atahum, Adah, Adah. Those are the prophets we favorite from other others. This is not a right, wrong answer. Just so you know. This is a shit. What's to give you a chocolate answer? Listen, who is your favorite prophet? So far, no. And why? If you don't just give me a name, because I love the name, what? You tell me why. Anyway, who's your favorite prophet? And why? Huh? Well, I love it, and that's not work. Who's your favorite prophet? And why? What's that? Muhammad. I did not see Muhammad yet. From the prophets that we studied here, who's your favorite prophet so far and why? Anyway, what's that? Why? Why? Huh? Al-Tabu. But Al-Tabu, I don't need him Al-Tabu. Huh? Al-Tabu. I love him because they punished him. Anyway, who's your favorite prophet and why? Huh? I did not give prophet Muhammad. I only took from Adam to Musa. From the stories of Adam to Musa, who was your favorite prophet, huh? Musa, and why? Because there's no miracle. Who was your favorite prophet and why? I just want to add into that life. Who's your favorite prophet in the world? Are you? Come on, listen. Where are you? Because he's patient. But this is the type of question that I don't want to hear. That's for good questions. The answers, I give lots of good stuff, right? You're there, Ibrahim. Ibrahim is good. Where is Ibrahim? He is the father of the prophet. Ibrahim went through so much. If it was not for Allah, the prophet Ibrahim, you would be the father today. And you and I cannot go. Wallahi, Amadad. Wallahi. Wallahi, Wallahi. Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah prosper. That's it. Who's your favorite prophet in what? Yusuf alayhi. Who are Yusuf? For you, because he did not pray for the staff of those women. That's all right. Jazakumallah khair, barakallahu feekum. Let's move on. Allah barakallahu. Allah barakallahu. Allah barakallahu. He always is a man. Hold on, that's it. You keep your call up business and business, okay? And I think you cannot. I gave you this. Yep. I need to start from being patient to being a lady. I'm not going to be a woman. I'll just say more. Yes, sir. In Saudi, it's going to be a Yahajiya. It's not going to be a Yahajiya. It's not going to be a Yahajiya. It's not going to be a Yahajiya. So we left it last week when Musa alayhi salam went to see Torah. And then he brought the Torah and Al-Alwah, the commandments, right, in these scrolls. Tablets, let's call them the tablets. And then just opening for remember they were playing, they were laughing and dancing and all that. And then he went and he spoke to Harun, and then from Harun he went and he spoke to me, Sami. Which prophet did something similar? The Prophet Muhammad, Prophet Muhammad, we thought he's seen up for more than a year, you know? So, no, there's a prophet we have not spoken about. He did something similar. A prophet we haven't spoken about. Before he planted, he inquired. He had a hand of command. Come on, remember Peter. And I mean, who? Yeah? Yeah, Mr. Ibrahim. Mr. Ibrahim. Mr. Ibrahim. Jonas? Before he even that for Jonas. I think that's what he was that way. Jonas, we inquire. What's the matter with the command? Okay, so we had that prophet. We didn't study the prophet. But the Muslim in Mali, Muslim in Mali, before he done it, he inquired. We know how the prophet, there was that. Who's Suleiman? Don't scream it. Who said Suleiman first? Who said Suleiman? What did Suleiman do? He asked about the bird. So before killing the bird, what about the bird? So Suleiman, he needs to have those meetings. And then he inquired, where is the bird? Yes, sir, please, I beg you. Come on, we're serious. Please. He said, give me time, don't give me time off. But what about the people now? Don't talk to me. You want her to take his father, who would have peace, I want to go and get married. But don't talk to that people. I'll have anything to do with people. So they met and they said, I'm going to be talking to you. He inquired, and he gives a message to the brothers, to the fathers, or to the moms. Who cares? If you want to let them be here, and to drop off the women, who would have? His women, oh my God, I have to come to me, you know, they don't care because they have so many kids. But here, for the father, inquire, where did you go today? What happened today? Where is the so-and-so? They don't even know your kid, what time he comes in and what time he goes out. You know, Ibrahim and Suleiman and his brother, given a bird, a little creation, he knew, okay, where is he? He was supposed to be here. And then before punishing, he had to hear from him. Same thing with Musa and his brother. No, I'm not going to punish yet. Let me hear from you. What's your excuse? What is your justification? Before you punish me, if you want to stop punishing, just speak to your kids. Listen to them first. Maybe they did something a big D. Why did you get D? You never ask him D? He always gets this answer. They go, okay. You ask Peter, yeah, I'm just giving you a question. Before your father, before my faith, ask, what happened? Why did you get into that fight? You never said, why? I always think, why? I never said, listen, you didn't have a kid. Oh, you didn't say, you thought this is not, I don't think you would forgive it. Wait, and then, so the body said, who died in Peter? He took him, he spoke up and speaking to his family, picked him up, but before picking him up, he burned his house before the eyes of the disciples who were worshiping him. This is the bird, or this is the cup, or this is the that you are worshiping before your eyes, I'm going to burn. I'm going to burn. So, but still, brothers and sisters, the cup is still in their heart. But in their heart, it was still there. Why? Because you would see there around the story of the cow. They still have something that was under one of the removed. How did the cow from there, not only physically, but also from their heart, was not the story of the cow there around? And then he burned. Why are the more than about the Niapa and the Mr. Punishment? Look at the punishment from Allah to them. You see, Allah is so merciful to us as well. What is the meaning of this?
Here's the
slaughter. So what's that addiction to pull out for him? No, but it's like, you know what, Dad, I'm just not know what we're doing here. No, it's not. You know what, woman's in the power, in the muscle, the beast, the beast, you know what I'm talking about. And then, but it's not it. So I think it would be looking at the last week of my career. It's difficult. It's difficult. But if it's in high, you're not in high. We want this one, but we don't want this one. They're going to be fully so much. Fully so much. We want this. But what's the kind of what's out of the I thought we don't have to be able to teach them what they're talking about. I want to teach the answer today. To believe in some and to believe in others, take the book, and then another person in the world forgot because of this. Look what happened here. As the Torah was brought, he became 50. Remember, this is so hard. Really? From the wrong deal with the neighbor? Yeah, I'm going to leave that now. When it's right here. And now I'm going to leave that now. We're going to leave that, man. Not we, hold on, hold on. We are the ones who created something called Eden. I didn't tell you about Eden, but it was not. It was something else. I think it's something easy. People to the parents. Okay, I think it's Eden. I don't think it'll be bad to see there. But that will not be bad to talk to us for us. So what's it? It's not bad. It's not good. Huh? So that's it's not bad. And then, as I don't mean all that, you don't have to keep there. You want that for all that, you don't.
Another prophet. Put him out of the pool.
what that prophet before us. What's the message for Yahya? Yahya? For this Kitab? You have it? You don't have it? You have it? We have a three dead one. Stop it. I'll give you a hand, thank you for moving, if I can lock it, and we just share with you the best.
Back home, so I just declare, while God was saying, slow down, God will be comfortable with you. God will be comfortable with you. But I will come loving them. I'll say, yeah, what's that?
Amongst you, there is a sinner. The amazing community, there we know story. I don't know if you heard of this, but it's an amazing story about how Allah wants to forgive and accept his sins. Amongst you, there is a sinner. You know what? I'm picking up the God who we're going to slaughter. Because Musa, with a pillow, he will go around and he will pick one bad boy and he will kill him. I already know whose boy I'm going to choose to kill. Whoever Musa. Okay, I already know whose boy I'm going to kill. So he spoke to Allah and he said, Ya Allah, please pray. Allah has raised it outside of Musa. Ya Musa, I'm not too good to watch you. What of the 600,000 people? There is one sinning. Yes, Ya Musa. Because of him, I'm not sending down the rain. Let's just begin to answer this question. Maybe that's what's happening with us, that it could be because of me and you. Say what, brother? You may say, what did I have to do with that? Maybe because you're a sin and my sin is affecting the people in front of me. What affecting people in Yemen? What in the Sudan? Yes, you're a sin and my sin. One sinner, because of him, Allah stopped the rain. Allah is here to Musa. Ya Musa, if you want me to send down the rain, قل للعافي هذا. العافي. قل له يطلع. Tell him to leave. If he leaves, I will send down the rain. So Musa goes to Bani Israel and he says, أيها العافي, oh you sinner, are you listening? The one who's on your phone, pray. Because of you, maybe this is why we're having problems at home. Because of you not wanting to pray, or you not wanting to wake me up, or you not really, really being so disobedient to God. Maybe because of you, Allah is giving us this action, repent, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will alleviate his pain upon us. So Musa, he called us, now you have a heart thing. It is because of you, Allah is not standing on the right. Leave. But nobody left. Nobody left. But what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came down the rain, pouring upon the earth. What happened? Musa kalimullah. Oh Allah, what happened? Nobody left. But nobody yet. He sent down the rain. Ya Musa. The man who used to sin, he repented. And because of him, I sent down the rain. But because of him, I sent down the rain. Then Musa said, Ya Rabbi, let me see this man. I want to see this man. By whom, Ya'adi, we will prevent the rain, and by whom you send out the rain. Well, I want to see him. But Musa said, Ya'adi Musa, Ya Musa. Fasamtuhu wa huwa ya'asirin. Oh Musa, I did not. I did not. Fasamtuhu. I did not. Musa said, yes. But I did not expose him when he was seen. But some, you and I sometimes, we expose each other. Sometimes I may do something wrong, and then instead of maybe finding an excuse, we will go around and say, you know what I saw him doing? I did not expose him when he was sinning. Do you want me to expose him now that he has repented to me? I want to see this man, oh Allah. I want to see him. I want to go and hug him. I want to go and, you know, attend with him because he's a very special man. Yeah, Musa, I did not expose him. And this comes to the Jewish hadith when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began his judgment, when Allah is ready to come before him, you know, with all your sins, فَيَضَعُ اللَّهُ فِكْرَ وَحَلِكَ وَضَعُ فِكْرَ وَحَلِكَ. Because everybody will be there. They know you as brother so-and-so. They know you as Sheikh so-and-so. People, they know you as Sheikh so-and-so. That day when he said before Allah, Allah will put his name around you, that nobody hears the conversation between you and Allah, and you get exposed. And then Allah will tell you, you have an excuse, and the man will say, I have an excuse. Another will say, yes, you do, you have La ilaha illallah, I forgive you. Allah wants to forgive you. And you and I don't say, what do you say? I feel the need now. The need for, I feel the need for a hug. Yallah. Stand up and hug each other quickly. Waiting quickly. I want a hug as a repenter. As a repenter. When you go home, don't wait until you go home to repent. You will thank you for your love that. Hug each other. Thank you for the hug. I love it. This is the best hug ever. That's from Allah. Hug. Hug. I want you to go and hug that man right there. Go hug him. Go hug that man. No? He's a good man. Go hug him. Hey, well, go hug him. Hug him. He's
beside the man. Go hug him. He's sad.
Hug him.
He's sad. Hug him.
Oh, what he's sad.
Go hug him. All of you hug him.
Hey, what up?
I don't see another leaf.
All right.
And now, the story that we have been waiting for, playing all the way from Egypt, Sudan, and from Egypt, and from Sudan, the story of Al-Qadar.
Sit down.
Yalla.
That's Allah.
Yalla, sit down. God is Al-Qadar. So Musa, Musa is doing his job. Can you give me 5 minutes? Can you give me 5 minutes? 5 minutes. We're adding beauty to Allah. Musa is preaching and preaching, sharing with the Sahaba. Sahaba. His friends, his companions, those who believe in him, and the others who were giving him our time. And he's preaching them.
There we go. There we go. Ella, go to Baba. Go to Baba. Give your brother.
So Musa alayhi salam, giving him a speech, was a kirhum bi ayyamillah. Allah revealed to Musa, a kirhum bi ayyamillah. Talk to them about the name of Allah. So Musa is giving them a speech, and people are crying. And crying. And crying. And they really got hooked up with what Musa was saying. And then at the end of the speech, جَاءَ رَجُلْ إِلَى مُوسَى وَسَأَلَهُ السُّؤَالِ يَا مُوسَى مَنْ أَعْلَمُ أَهْلَ الْأَرْضِ قَالَ مُوسَى أَلَمْ. A man came to him at the end of the speech and said, Musa, we have an amazing speech. Who is the most learned man of Christ? Musa thought that there was no one other than him, so he said, I. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to teach him a lesson. Pain Jibreel to him this time, not Allah. Yeah. Because Musa came Allah, but Allah didn't talk to him this time. Jibreel came to him, Musa, you are not the most knowledgeable man on earth. There is someone who is more knowledgeable than you.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
There is one who is more knowledgeable than you. And Musa here, because we can learn so much here, because we're going to learn the qualities of Talib al-Ilm, and the qualities also of the Adam, the Talib al-Ilm, what's the Talib al-Ilm? The speaker of knowledge. How should you seek knowledge? Because we're here. Some of you came here only for the candy. And it's okay that the candy, alhamdulillah, but I want you to come out from here learning something, inshallah ta'ala, because Musa now will be the student. But for you to become a student, you have to work hard. Here's what happens. Because you think you're my father, my uncle, here's what happens. Here's what's gonna happen. This guy came to a day. And he said, yes, I want to live in heaven. Father, I want to live in heaven. The chest told him, five, mate. I will teach you eight. I will teach you. You wanna learn heaven? You wanna learn Islam? I'll come on, I'll teach you. He took him to a well. You know what a well is? There, well. And then he took him in. Yalla, you're dying. And then I killed him. And then he was about to die. And then he was dead. You don't know how to play. It's like this. And then what are you going to do? What are you going to do? He says, what did you want when you were dead? What did you want? What did you want? I want air. I want to breathe. He says, no. When your love for him is not your love for air, then come to me and I will teach you. You learn this? Did you learn the message? You didn't get it. So maybe the moms and dads get it, but did your boy get it? He says, when your love for the air, because you want air to breathe. He says, when you love for the ilm, if that love for air, then come to me and I shall teach you. Musa here has that love, and he's willing to travel the entire world. I don't tell you which thing, because we're going to play this. That's what we're going to play. We're going to play more time with Allah next week. All in Iraq, he will play more time. and then we will have new facts. Who is this new character? Who is the new character who gets the juice? Who is this new boy? It's a boy. Who is that? We take them to the same. It's going to be, and you will be another student whose name is Yusa Etnanon. Yusa Etnanon will be you. You. Yeah. And then there will be this man. This man actually will be you. Why are you? Because his name is a rebel. Why are you? He will be covered.
Next week, it will come like this, okay? I don't look at them because my story is too handsome. I don't want them to hit with evil eyes.
Alright, so here we go. Musa. That's
right. It's going to be Musa, Al-Khadr, Umisa, Anitama.
You have to know.
Next week, here.
Musa. Okay.
You have to know. Okay, fine.
And you will be the fish. And then you will see what's going to happen.
Story, but the rocket.
Why?
So get yourself up. Nicely. I said that. The ball up. Just because.
Please, 1 minute, I'm done. 1 minute. What's the money? So Musa now, will become the student. And we will learn some lessons. The first lesson actually from Musa. Musa was coming to me because Musa is learning. I'm the most learned man. You will learn that. No, you're not. If you want to learn, there's somebody. There's a trick. But the trick, I'm not going to tell you what he is. I'm going to give you a hint. What is the trick? You're going to take a fish with you. And you're going to keep talking. For the captain of the two thieves. The captain of the two thieves. The trophy and the sweep. Where? Keep walking. That's where you found the captain of the two thieves. And then, this is the fish that's going to be dead. All of a sudden, will come back to life. And it will disappear. There and then, you will meet this man called Crocodile. And that man will teach you knowledge which we don't know. Come down, Musa, which is okay. And this is a lesson. On your pursuit to knowledge, you need to find someone to go with you. You need to have a partner because the knowledge is going to be very hard. It's better to go with someone. So Musa, he said, he went to one of the students he had from Venezuela. Musa, come with me. Your job is to carry. You know, have you heard of the... Have you heard of the ship shoe carrier? Have you heard the message of his story called How did the Gift Man Pay That Ship? See what happened? The Gift Man is God, the Gift Man Pay That Ship. Where is this man? Why is he so important? Why is this man and the truth? Next week, inshallah ta'ala, we'll talk to you about the ship.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.